The issue over here is that since you're not allowed a carbon paste in Kotzler, so people at a minute cannot eat any roasted meat at all. Many people nowadays have the minute to eat like boiled chicken or the chlama shaykh to roasting, and that's a shy line minute. Muslim Shinagu, Rechel, Tzibalele, so I'm going to say you're allowed to do it because it's really not busser. Muslim Shinagu, Shaloi, Rechel, however, in a place where they were not to eat it because of, like we said, that we don't want to look like we're eating carbon paste in Kotzler, then the halacha is ain oichon. You're not allowed to eat it. In a place where they were known to light a ner, the halacha is madlikin, you would light a ner. In a place where they're known not to light, so then ain't madlikin. What's the whole idea of being madlik a ner on Yom Kippurim? So the halacha is that one of the isurim that there are on Yom Kippur is tashmish amita, is having relations with one spouse. And therefore, we know the halacha is that if there's a ner doylek, if there's a candle lit in the room, then it's also for a person to be mishamish mitasay. So really, in order to prevent it and make sure that a person was not being nechshol, he would go ahead and light a ner on Yom Kippur in his room. Then the halacha is ein madlik. Now, the Gemara explains over here that really both of them are trying to prevent the same issue. The reason why they did not light is because they were afraid if there would be light, then a person would see his wife and she would be noisechein, and then there would be, you know, he might be nechshol. So there really, the machlokes is not whether we're worried about it, but the question is how to take care of that problem. Halacha is any place where there's no ishvei ishvei, any place where there's no man and woman, where it's not a mokum, it's not the their special room, so then halacha is for sure you light an air, so agabe acholim, and so too on top of a sick person's bed, even if it's in a room, halacha is a mitzvah. Because the Mishnah is teaching me that it's covered a yom for Yom Kippur, which is a yom. If you also mechuyev to go ahead and light neiros, Malkum Shenagul Mishnah. Malkum Shenagul last is Malacha v'Tisha B'av Oisin. In a place where they were noyik to do Malacha on Tisha B'av itself, and Tisha B'av is a day of Avelus, and that's you shouldn't be doing Malacha. But that was really a shaila. It was never Isser Malacha. They never said you're also doing Malacha, but it was a shaila of Minog. The Minog not to do Malacha was because he did not want to be Messiah Das from the Avelis. He didn't want to stop thinking about the Avelis. But not every place was Mekabalet. So Mokum no Shenog, Lots of Malacha Tisha B'Av, in a place where they were Noik to do the Malacha on Tisha B'Av, Oisin, you're allowed to do it. Mokum Shenog, Shaloi, Lots of Malacha. However, in a place where there was a Noik, Minog not to do Malacha, was custom not to do Malacha, in Oisin, you're not allowed to do it. Uvechol Mokum, Tamidah Chachom, Betelem. However, in every situation, Tamidah Chachom were Mekabal on themselves not to be do malacha because they wanted to go ahead and make sure that it should look tight on the me'avelus, that you should not stop thinking about the avelus. He held that every person should make himself like a talmid chacham when they get this, and he should not. And even though normally the halach is that you can't go ahead and prove like you're a talmid chacham when you're not, because it's nechziki yayaro, it looks like you're a balkaiva. That's over here. It's not like that because over here it's been again the avelus, we don't have to worry about it. Chum oinim biyuda hoyu oizim malachim avi psochem ad chatzois. Zokter biyuda hoyu oizim malachim avi psochem ad chatzois. They would do it until erev Pesach, until chatzois. Uvigolo hoyu oizim kol ikur. They didn't do anything at all. Even in the morning they weren't able to do it. Uvah halayla. What about the night before? Kilo the night of the dikas chometz. So b'shamay oizim b'shamay says any other yomtiv that the halach is that we say that you're not allowed to do malacha. So we know that Yom Tov starts at night. So we say, so to over here, Kiyul B'dikas Chometz by night, they should not be doing Malacha over here. We're not talking about Malacha Shabbos, we're talking about doing Malacha, doing that work. You should stop already from the night before. Well, Beisil Matirin, and Beisil was Matrit, because just it's like a Tainus. That by a Tainus, we know that you're also to eat, but the Issa does not apply to the night. And he said, Beisil Matirin, Ad HaNetzachamo, that he was Matir until Netzachamo. Mishnah Vav, Rameir Oimer, call Malacha Sheizchol B'Kodim Mabos, any time that you had a malacha that you started before Abba Aser, meaning it's l'tzarech hamayid, you have something that you're doing for the yomtiv, and you started before your dalet, so halacha is you can finish it on your dalet itself. And even in a place where there were no ignatid malacha, but when it's a with tzarech hamoed that you already started before, then the halachas you're allowed to do it. But even some of the tzarech hamoed don't start on the 14th. Even if you could finish it, still the iser of going ahead is not of not working applies there. There are three different types of workers that can go ahead and work on Erev Pesach and Chatzos. Elohein Achayotin Hasaporim Vaklesim is the seamstresses, the people, the tailors, because we just like by Chol HaMoed, the halach is that there's an extra kula ben Gei Achayotin but on these things, because so we say that since this is this Yodalad, which is more Mekel than Chol HaMoed, still the halacha is so therefore they're allowed to do it. Hasaparim Akaisim is people giving haircuts, that if somebody is coming from out of town or somebody goes out of the base of Surim, he leaves jail, so halacha is he's allowed to go ahead and take a haircut and wash his clothing. So to him, like we said, Yodalad is more Mekel than Chol HaMoed, so merely we say even if it's Kilu Shaloi Letzarech, meaning it's, since it's Mekel, since we know Chol HaMoed, it's cooler for them, so then it's make a little kuli alma on your dollar. That means everybody on your dollar is able to do it. Rabbi Yisrael Yudaim, Afaratzonim, even people who are fixing shoes, because the early regalim, they would go ahead and fix their shoes if people were walking up to Yerushalayim, so on Chol HaMoed they would fix their shoes that were broken, and so too, like the same idea, if they were mutzah to do on Chol HaMoed, so then it's mutzah to do on your dollar. Hope everybody has a wonderful day.